שלום, אנחנו לומדים מהספר כתבי בעל הסולם את הפתיחה
לחוכמת הקבלה. Reading preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah, item 175. You may ask questions on kab.tv. Writings of Bala Sulam, page 538. Preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah, item 175. Thus, it's been made clear that in the constant state there is only vak without a rosh in all the worlds and partsufim, each according to its b'china. Even naran de tzadikim are only considered vak, although they have gar de neshama from the world of bria. These gar are regarded as vak compared to the world of atzilut, since they are considered the light of Chassadim, separated from
Chochmah.
Also, though there is gar in the roshim of the partsufim of Atzilut, they are merely regarded as vak, since they do not shine to the gufim. And all the mochin that reach the worlds, which are more than vak, come only through the man that the Tzimtzum raise, that the Tzadikim, the righteous, raise. Yet, these mochin can only be received in the Partsufim only through the rising of the lower one to the place of the upper one, as it's been clarified. This is so because although they are considered completion of the second kind of ten sefirot, with respect to Gufim and the Zat themselves, they are still regarded as sorting of achap of the first kind, which are not completed in their own place, but only when they are at the place of the upper one. Hence, the five partsufim of Atzilut cannot receive neshama, chaya, and yechida de'ak, except when they rise and clothe them. Likewise, Naran and the three worlds Bia cannot receive Naran de Atzilut except when they ascend and clothe Yesut and Zon de Atzilut. Since these Achap of the second kind, which belong to Zat and expand from above downward to the place of Zat, will only be sorted at the end of correction. Hence, when the three worlds Bia rise and clothe Yesut and Zon Datzilut, their constant place, from Parasa downward, remains utterly vacant of any light of Kedusha. And there is a difference between from the Chazan above of the world of Yetzirah and from Chazan below. This is because it has been explained above that from the Chazan of the world of Yetzirah and below it is the permanent place of the Klipot. But because of the flaw of the sin of Adam HaRishon, the bottom four of Yetzirah of Kedusha and the ten Sefirot of Asiyah Kedusha descended and clothed there. Hence, during the ascent of Bia to Atzilut, there is neither Kedusha nor Klipot from Chazeh de Yetzirah upward, but from the Chazeh de Yetzirah downward, there are Klipot, as this is their section.
All right, you want to ask? Yes.
When the worlds rise, do the Klipot remain below?
That depends on what state. Either they stay below or they go even lower.
Below the point of Ha'olam Hazeh?
No, there are such states where in the ascent of the Kedusha, the Klipa descends.
Meaning in the ascents we speak of, there are three ascents. In these three ascents, the Klipot still remain in the Mador Klipot?
Yes, yes, yes. Klipot is the will to receive that still hasn't reached correction.
Now, when we spoke yesterday that these ascents and descents are like this, pump, what does this pump absorb?
When we receive the light that reforms, then the vessels awaken, the broken vessels, and they try to rise and determine their place in Kedusha. The klipot, in truth, the actual klipot, are leva even, the stony heart. That's not for correction. But that too needs to be sorted out, differentiated from everything else, and kept the way it is. But the broken vessels that are in order to receive, however, can be corrected. They are the vessels that we sort out and correct. So the light that reforms influences them and rearranges them based on the intensity of the light itself. And then they fall into place, and then they sort out and they gradually rise. There's nothing more than sorting out here. Niv.
Item 176. Since the additional mochin from the levels of Vak come only through man of the lower ones, they are not constantly present in the Partsufim, as they are dependent on the actions of the lower ones. When they corrupt their actions, the mochin leave. However, the constant mochin in the Partsufim, which were established by the force of the emanator himself, will never suffer any change, since they do not grow by the lower ones and are hence not flawed by them.
Kufain Zain
177. Do not wonder about Arichan Pindabon being considered Keter Datsilut and Abba Ve'ima as Ab. This is because Arichanpin is the bottom half of Keter Debon, and Abba Ve'ima are the bottom half of Chochmah and Bina, the Nikudim. Hence, its corresponding Prina, the Arichanpin, in Ak, should have been Partsuf Keter de Ak, and the Prina corresponding Abba Ve'ima in Ak should have been Ab de Ak. The answer is that the Partsufim of Bon are females, having no reception of their own, except what the males, the Partsufim of Ma, impart upon them. Hence, all these discernments in the ascents, which mean obtaining mochin from the upper one, are discerned only in the males, which are the partsufim of Ma. Since Arichan bin Dema has nothing of Prinat Keter, but only the level of Chochmah, and Abba Ve'ima Dema have nothing of Prinat Chochmah, but only the level of Binah, it is considered that their corresponding prina in Ak is Ab de'ak to Arich Anpin, and Sag de'ak to Abba Ve'ima. And Partsuf Keter de'ak relate only to Atik, which took the whole of the level of Keter de'ma.
This is how we relate these intensities to Atzilut. According to Atik, Abba Ve'ima, and
178. You should also note what is said, that the ladder of degrees as they are in the permanent Mochin never changes by all these ascents. After all, it has been explained that the reason for all these ascents was that the Naran de Tzadikim, which stand at Biyah, cannot receive anything before all the higher Partsufim transfer it to them from Ensof. To that extent, the upper ones themselves, through Ensof, grow and descend as well, each to their own upper one. It turns out that to the extent that one degree rises, all the degrees through Ein Sof must rise as well. For example, when Zon rises from their constant state below Tabur De'ari Chanbin, clothing Chazet De'ari Chanbin downward, then Ari Chanbin too rose one degree above his constant state from Peh De'atik downward, clothing Gar De'atik. Following him, all his internal degrees rose too. His Chagat rose to the place of the constant Gar, and his from the Chazet to Tabur rose to the place of the constant Chagat, and his from Tabur down rose to the place from Chazet through Tabur. Accordingly, Zon, which rose to the place from the Chazet through Tabur of the constant Ari Chanpin, is still below Tabur de Ari Chanpin. This is because at that time, the below Tabur de Ari Chanpin had already ascended to the place from the Chazet to Tabur. However, all the partsufim of Atzilut rise at that time. For this reason, you will find that there the Zon still clothes Yeshut from the Peh down, atop from Chazed de Abba Ve'ima downward, atop from Tabur de Arich Anpin downward. Thus, the ladder of degrees has not changed at all by the ascent, and it is likewise in all the ascents. Mm-hmm.
That's the main thing, yeah. Yes. The ladder of degrees does not change. They're all interdependent, all those degrees.
Mm-hmm. 179. We should also know that even after the ascent of the Partsufim, they leave their entire degree in the constant place or in the place where they were in the beginning, since there is no absence in the spiritual. Thus, when Gar de Abba Ve'im arise to Gar de Ari Chanpin, Gar de Abba Ve'ima still remain in the permanent place from Peh de Ari Chanpin down, and Yeshut rise atop the Chagat of the raised Abba Ve'ima and receive from the actual Gar de Abba Ve'ima which were there prior to the ascent. Moreover, it is considered that there are 3 degrees together there. The raised Gar de Abba Ve'ima stand at the place of the constant Gar de Ari Chanpin and bestow upon their constant place from Peh de Ari Chanpin downward, where Yeshut are now present. Thus, Gar de Ari Chanpin and Abba Ve'ima and Yeshut illuminate at the same time in the same place.
Of Abba Ve'ima.
This is also the manner with all the partsufim de Ak and Abiyah during the ascent. For this reason, when a partsuf ascends, we should always note the meaning of the ascent with respect to the upper ones in their constant state, and its value toward the upper one, who also rose by 1 degree.
It's clear, the lower one rises to the upper one rises to his upper one, and it turns out, but it shines to his degree where it rose, and there lies the lower one as well. So you have 2 degrees in a single place. And that's how the lower one attains the upper one. Next.
The division of each partsuf to Keter and Abia. 180. We should know that the general and the particular are equal. Also, what is discerned in the general is also present in its details, and even in the smallest detail that can be. Also, reality is generally discerned in five worlds, Ak and Abia, where the world of Ak is considered the Keter of the worlds, and the four worlds Abia are regarded as Chokhmah and Binah and Zon. Similarly, there is not a single item in all four worlds Abia that does not comprise these five. The Rosh of each Pertzuf is considered its Keter, corresponding to the world of Ak. And the Guf, from Peh to Chazeh, is considered the Atzilut in it. From the place of Chazeh through Tabur, it is considered its Briah. And from Tabur down to its Siyum Raglin, it is considered its Yetzirah and Asiyah.
The division, Galgalta Apsagma Bon, so that's the way each and every Pratsuf is divided as well. To five worlds, so to speak. Yeah?
181. On page 540, writings of Baal Sulam. You should know that there are many appellations to the 10 Sfirot Kachab Chagat Nehim. Sometimes they're called Galgalta Naim and Achap, or Kachab and Zon, or Naran Chai, or the tip of the Yud, and the four letters Yud, K, Vav, K, or simply Havaya, and Ab, Sagma, and Bon, being the four kinds of fulfillings in Havaya. The filling of Ab is Yud, K, Vav, K. The filling of Sag is Yud, K, Vav, K. The filling of Ma is Yud, K, Vav, K. K. The filling of Bon is Yud K Vav K.
Only in different otiyot letters, meaning the fillings are different. And
they are also called Arich Anpin, Abba Ve'ima, and Zon. Arich Anpin is Keter, Abba is Chokhmah, Ima is Binah, Zer Anpin is Chagat Nehi, and Nukva, the Zer Anpin, is Malchut.
But they're all Havayot, only with different fillings.
They are also called Ak and Abia, or Keter and Abia. Malchut the Keter is called Peh. Malchut the Atzilut is called Chazeh. Malchut the Briah is called Tabur. Malchut de Tzira is called Ateret Yesod, and the general Malchut is called Siyum Raglin.
Understood, yeah?
Hala.
Okay, let's conclude.
182. Know that you should always distinguish two instructions in these different names of Ten Sfirot. The first is its equality to the sphera to which it relates. The second is how it differs from that sphera to which it relates, for which its name changed in the specific appellation. For example, Keter of the ten sephirot of Or Yashar is En Sof. And each Rosh of a Partsuf is also called Keter. Similarly, all five Partsufim of Ak are called Keter, too. Partsuf Atik is also called Keter, and Arich Anpin is also called Keter. Hence, we should consider this. If they are all Keter, why do their names change to be called by these appellations? Also, if they all relate to Keter, should they not be equal to Keter? Indeed, in a sense, they are all equal to Keter, as they are considered Ensof. For the rule is that as long as the upper light has not clothed in a kli, it is considered Ensof. Hence, all five partsufim of Ak are regarded as light without a kli, with respect to the world of Tikkun, since we have no perception in the kelim of Tzimtzum Aleph. Thus, for us, its lights are considered Ein Sof. Also, Atik and Arichan Pin De'Atzilut are both considered Keter De'Nikudim, yet, from a different angle, they are remote from one another. Since Keter Dor Yashar is one sphera, but in Ak it contains five complete Partsufim, each of which contains Rosh Toch Sof. Also, Partsuf Atik is only half of the upper half of Keter de Nikudim, and Partsuf Arichanpin is half of the bottom half of Keter de Nikudim. Similarly, these two instructions should be discerned in all the appellations of the Sefirot. 183. Know that the special instruction in these appellations of the ten Sefirot named Keter and Abia is to show that it refers to the division of the ten Sefirot into Kelim de Panim and Kelim de Achoraim, the Kelim of the posterior and the Kelim of the anterior, made because of Tzimtzum Bet. It has been explained above that at the time the ending Malchut rose to the place of Bina de Guf called Tiferet at the place of Chazeh, and ended the degree there and created a new Siyum called Parsa below the Atzilut. And the Kelim from the Chazeh down went outside of Atzilut, and they are called Bia. The two-thirds of Tiferet from Chazeh to Siyum are called Bria. Nehi are called Yetzirah, and Malchut is called Asiya. It has also been explained that for this reason, each degree divided into Kelim de Panim and Kelim de Achoraim. From the Chazeh and above, it is called Kelim de Panim, and from the Chazeh and below, it is called Kelim de Achoraim.
Yeah, he's reviewing all the guidelines again.
184. Hence, this discernment of the parsa at the place of Chazeh splits the degree into four special prinot called Abia, Atzilut through the Chazeh, and Bia from the Chazeh down. The beginning of the distinction is in Ak itself, but there the Parsa descended through its Tabur. Hence, the Atzilut in it is the Ab Sag that end above its Tabur. From its tabur down, it is its bia, the place of the two parts of Fim, Ma and Bon in it. This is how the five parts of Fim of Ak divided into a bia by the force of Siyum of Tzimtzum Bet called Parsa. Galgalta is the Rosh, Absag. Through its tabur are Atzilut, and the Ma and Bon from its tabur down is Bia.
Kufpei Hei.
185. Similarly, all five parts of him of the world of Atzilut divided into their own Keter and Abia. Arichanpin is the Rosh of the whole of Atzilut. Upper Abba Ve'ima, which are Ab, clothing from Peh de Arichanpin down to the Chazeh, are Atzilut. There, at the point of Chazeh, stands Parsa, which ends the Prinat Atzilut of the world of Atzilut. Yeshut, which are Sag, clothing from Chazeh de Arichanpin through its Tabur, are Bria de Atzilut. Zon, which are Ma and Bon, that clothe from Tabor the Arichanpin. Through the Siyum of Atzilut, are Yetzira and Asiya de Atzilut. Thus, the world of Atzilut too, with its five Partsufim, divided into Rosh and Abiyah, as do the five Partsufim of Ak. But here, the Parsa stands at its place in Chazed de Arichanpin, which is its true place. 186. However, in the worlds in general, all three Partsufim, Galgalta, Ab, Sag, De'ak, are regarded as the general Rosh. And the five Partsufim of the world of Atzilut, which clothe from Tabor De'ak down to the general Parsa, being the Parsa that was made at the Chazed de Nekudot de Sag, are the general Atzilut. And the general three worlds Bia stand from Parsa down.
Kuf Pei Zayin. Umamash al derech hanal.
187. In this very way, each particular degree in each of the worlds of Bia divided into Rosh and Abia, even Malchut de Malchut de Asiya, because it contains a Rosh and a Guf. The Guf divided into Chazeh, Tabur, and Siyum Raglin. The Parsa below the Atzilut of that degree stands at its Chazeh and ends the Atzilut. From Chazeh to Tabur, it is considered the Bria of the degree, which the point of Tabur concludes. From Tabur down to its Siyum Raglin, it is considered Yetzira and Asiya of the degree. With respect to the Sfirot, Chagat through Chazeh are considered Atzilut. The two bottom thirds of Tiferet, from Chazeh to Tabur, are considered Bria. Nehi is Yetzira, and Malchut is Asiya. 188. For this reason, the Rosh of each degree is ascribed to Prinat Keter, or Yechida, or Partsuf Galgalta. The Atzilut in it from Petech Hazeh is ascribed to Chochmah, to Or Chaya, or to Partsuf Ab. Bria in it from Chazeh to Tabur is ascribed to Binah, to Or Neshama, or to Partsuf Sag. The Yetzira and Asiya in it from Tabur down are ascribed to Zon, to Lights, Ruach, Nefesh, or to Partsuf Ma and Bon.